Well, he's the 38-year-old former mayor of a town in Indiana, which is about the size of Ballarat. But Pete Buttigieg has been catapulted front and centre in this year's race for the White House. The Democratic Party has projected the millennial gay presidential candidate as the winner of last week's controversial Iowa caucuses. And that means he's set to receive 14 delegates to the National Presidential Nominating Convention, which is two delegates ahead of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
I'm building a campaign that's about calling as many people as possible in to make sure that we not only defeat Donald Trump, but face the issues that our country is going to be confronting. Look at what's going to be on the next president's desk, not just the conventional issues that we've been dealing with all along, but cybersecurity challenges, election security attacks, global health security concerns. And the only way to get it done is to do it together.
That's Pete Buttigieg. It comes as leading Democrats prepare for tomorrow's key New Hampshire primary. Elizabeth Bennion is political science professor at Indiana University in Pete Buttigieg's hometown of South Bend. Elizabeth, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Happy to be here.
Now, how did the former mayor of South Bend, where you are in Indiana, a city of about 100,000 people, I understand, suddenly become a serious contender in the U.S. presidential election?
Mayor Pete had been getting some good national attention even before deciding to run for the Democratic Party chair position and before declaring his presidency. So he early on showed an ability to capture national attention for some of his more innovative approaches to combining private and public investment to turn around Midwestern cities.
Okay. Mayor Pete, though, was nevertheless a mayor of this small town. Was he a good mayor? Do the locals like him? Has he got that vote in the bag?
Well, certainly there are a large number of people who started talking about him as a future president even back in 2011 because of his public speaking skills and his command of facts and evidence. Without a single note, he can recall very specific details and data and studies, but combine numbers and narrative in a way that a lot of people feel compelling. The other thing for South Bend, which I think is a theme that he is pushing at the national level now, is this idea of looking forward toward a brighter future and working together toward a brighter future. That was attractive to a city like South Bend that kept thinking about its golden past and not feeling particularly proud to be where it was. And there are many people in the United States feeling that way as well, particularly Democrats. And so we do see that the downtown area in South Bend was rejuvenated. We saw a growth in the number of jobs, and we saw a number of people who started wearing I Heart South Bend t-shirts and buttons and getting a sense of civic pride. And so those are the kind of people who really are now supporting the mayor for president. There also, of course, are some people who are left behind. This story is not just true in South Bend, but in most urban areas in the United States. But the poverty for Blacks and Hispanics in the South Bend area is high, and it's even higher than the national average. And so certainly there are some people who say, wait, where do I fit in this transformation of the city, and where will I fit in any transformation story of our country?
And is that a fair question? I mean, Pete Buttigieg has been compared to Barack Obama, some political pundits saying he has the same it factor. You talk there about his pitch for a brighter future, but is he representative in the way that Americans, or most Americans at the time, judge Barack Obama to be? He was a Black American, but he got wide support. Pete Buttigieg, it's been, as I've read, doesn't particularly have support amongst Black voters or any kind of recognition actually at all amongst that voting group. Is he a unifier, and is he representative, or is he, you know, really just a representative of small town elites who's got a lot of millionaires on his side?
Well, it's very interesting because here in South Bend, the Black elected officials And Black community leaders with established organizations tend to work very closely with the mayor and to actually like what he's doing a lot. Many of them are now campaigning for him nationally. Some of the younger activists are looking for very specific and concrete results and improvements. And so they have a very different story to tell. And so it really depends who you ask. And as a new person on the stage, that it's difficult to get support of African-American voters that are so critical in the Democratic Party. One of the things we see is that Black voters supported Hillary Clinton in part because they had seen the performance of her husband and they liked Bill Clinton. Here we see Joe Biden, who's a known quantity. There are a lot of African-American voters who liked Barack Obama and they know Joe Biden, and so right now he seems to have most of their support. It's not simply because somebody's Black. We saw that Kamala Harris and Cory Booker didn't get much support either. It's, do I know you? I've heard lots and lots of promises in the past, and most of them have been broken, so I'm going to stick with the person I know until I hear otherwise. And that's one of the reasons local surrogates are now traveling across the country to make the case that Mayor Buttigieg does, in fact, care about the future of all people, and particularly marginalized communities. And so that will be the case that he'll try to make. I think many people in South Bend feel that he was working at this. He certainly didn't solve those problems, and there's much more work to do.
The do I know you question, does he have time to get people to know you? And I'm just going back to the issue of Black American voters, because I've seen some polls that suggested that in some areas he actually rated zero in terms of recognition amongst the Black voters in certain areas. Does he have the time and the broad scale appeal to get the recognition up? I mean, it was a surprise. We still, in fact, I wonder what you think, how it was that he pipped Bernie Sanders in Iowa. How did he end up with the most number of delegates in Iowa?
Well, certainly the mayor spent a great deal of time there in Iowa. This constituency, which is older and more white, is also the most currently the most supportive of the mayor. He and his team spent more time there than any candidate except Amy Klobuchar. And when her folks can't get the threshold they needed, then those folks could go over and switch their vote to Mayor Pete. And so similarly, if Biden didn't get enough votes in a particular precinct to be at the top of the list, those folks could change to Mayor Pete. And so,
so there's the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren vote, and then there's the rest, in a sense, the more perhaps traditional Democrat vote.
Absolutely. And the party is divided, certainly, about what future to take and who will be more likely to be able to beat Donald Trump, whether the Democratic Party would need to field a moderate who can reach out to swing voters, or somebody who will excite the liberal and progressive base.
Mm. And just on that, Pete Buttigieg has youth on his side, not a lot of political experience, as Joe Biden has pointed out, called him a small town mayor. Whose, you know, only experience is replacement bridge lighting and pet chip licensing. But he is also gay and is the only gay candidate. What's that? Is that likely to be a factor in his vote?
Well, I think that it's unclear how that will play out. There's no doubt that there are some people giving money and taking a second look at him because they like the historic nature of his candidacy. There may be other folks who are uncomfortable with that. And so we don't know entirely how that plays out. It's okay. Particularly been a lot of questions within minority communities about how that will play. And we're getting conflicting evidence there. But again, it's a big challenge and not much time to really get those voters to be able to know him and convince them that he is on their side.
All right. Well, the New Hampshire primary tomorrow, that'll be two down. We'll see how he goes there. Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Binion is political science professor at Indiana University in South Bend.